for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise, Riverside County officials are eyeing a December end to current federal coronavirus funding, which is partly used for testing and tracing. KVCR's Megan Jamerson reports on Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting.
Riverside County Executive Officer George Johnson told the Board of Supervisors he is planning for the worst-case scenario of no extended federal stimulus money in 2021.
We do need state and federal assistance to continue paying for these testing and tracing functions. We can't do it alone.
Johnson offered the board a rough estimate that the county currently spends $5 million a month on testing and tracing. His team is working on a budget, including ways to cut costs should a new stimulus plan fall through.
We're looking at alternative ways to reduce the amount of staff that we have to provide the testing services. So that hopefully will drive down those costs.
The county hopes to soon be able to reduce testing staff once a contract with a lab that provides self-administered tests is finalized this week. Johnson also pointed to the hope that a vaccine early next year might provide herd immunity. County Public Health Officer Dr. Cameron Kaiser agrees that Pfizer's news about its successful vaccine trial does offer a bright spot, but down the road.
We are continuing to make sure we have plans in place because it will be a while before there is mass production. That we were able to get this rolled out to our medical providers, our individuals who are medically vulnerable, and also our first responders, and then as availability improves, to get it out to the remainder of the population.
These budget concerns come as hospitalizations are up 57% from a month ago. Positivity rates are also creeping up, a trend seen nationwide. Officials warn a majority of cases are in people younger than 30 who have a higher chance of being asymptomatic and unknowingly spreading the virus. Officials also report a concerning rise in nursing home cases and deaths.
Our data shows that both our case rates and our positivity rate continue to increase. And in the aftermath of the election, regardless of your feelings on the matter, we would ask that people find some other means other than gatherings to express your views.
Riverside County remains in the state's most restrictive reopening tier. They are working with other Southern California counties to present recommendations for a revised reopening strategy later this month. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Starting today and continuing for the foreseeable future, the San Bernardino National Forest will admit active duty and veterans of the U.S. Armed Services, as well as Gold Star families, to all recreational use areas for free. The fee-free implementation is part of a Veterans Day salute that may be indefinite, with no sunset date announced. President-elect Joe Biden has a plan to spend $2 trillion to make the United States a carbon-neutral economy by 2050. In order to meet that goal, California experts like Daniel Sperling say Biden may borrow and build upon the state's decades of climate work. He's with the Institute of Transportation Studies at UC Davis.
From an environmental climate perspective, it'll be transformational. It'll resurrect a lot of the trajectory we were on before the Trump administration came in.
Sperling says the federal government should start by reinstating the car emission standards that President Trump rolled back. Despite that federal decision, California moved ahead with its climate goals this year by making deals with automakers to curb emissions. Four astronauts have arrived at Florida's Kennedy Space Center for SpaceX's second crew launch next weekend. This time, there are twice as many astronauts as the test flight earlier this year, and the mission will last for a full 6 months. The three Americans and one Japanese astronaut flew into Kennedy from Houston on Sunday. They're scheduled to rocket away Saturday night to the International Space Station. The astronauts have named their capsule Resilience, given all the challenges of 2020. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.